chapter starts. Time now is 10 on the dot, so we can start with our meeting. Let me take this opportunity to welcome all the members of the portfolio committee who are here. We have received apologies from Honorable Kunewald, Honorable Swate, and Honorable Reverend Mishu. Let me also welcome the Minister of Police, Honorable Mteta, who is also here together with the National Commissioner, and of course the senior management of the police department. You are all welcome. I also would love to welcome all members of the public that are here, including the members of our media. The purpose of this meeting is to at least allow the minister to brief us on the department's plan for 2011, and of course we'd want also to get some information on the coordinated operational plan. We believe that the minister has to introduce this so that he gives the overall political direction of the strat plan. First, to the members of the portfolio committee, before I forget, I just want to inform you, but also to remind you that we are invited to attend a meeting tomorrow, which will be here in this venue at 9. The Department of Police will be appearing before the Standing Committee on Appropriation. This has to do with the spending of the department during the third quarter of the current financial year. Honorable Minister, the When Duty Calls operation over the festive season does, and even this time around, it did make us feel safe. I think it is important for us as the portfolio committee, but also as members of or citizens of this country, to express our appreciation for the sacrifice, the patriotism, the dedication by members of SAPS, by management of SAPS, but of course by the ministry of SAPS. We also have seen quite a number of arms catches that have been discovered by SAPS, and indeed we are appreciating this, but of course we think we are also concerned, because we seem to discover every day that there are quite a number of firearms that are lying somewhere in the country for whatever purpose that we all may not know. I also attended, Minister, the Police Day celebration at Elukwatini Stadium, which I think was built up to the National Police Day celebration that was in January. I was quite impressed. I think that for me, at that level, it was the involvement of communities in the work of police at its best. What actually happened on that day, the police started by distributing pamphlets at the shopping complex, because I happened to be at the shopping complex at the time. I also got my two pamphlets. I read them, and they were quite informative. The police on that day in the area were also interacting with the people, explaining to the communities there about the work of police, but also the involvement of communities in the fight against crime. I must say here that after attending that celebration, I was under the impression that that is the best way of celebrating that day. But also, Minister, I think that that area does have an effective cluster commander. In this case, because I may not be sure as to which police stations form part of the cluster, I think she is the cluster commander of Carolina and Belfast police stations, and I don't know which others fall under that cluster. But I saw a cluster commander providing leadership and, of course, doing the work of the police in the best interest of all of us. And I said I was going to raise this in this gathering. I also would want to say, I think, on behalf of the Portfolio Committee, we condemn in the strongest possible terms the unauthorized visit on the Office of the Public Protector by two SAPS members. The news were shocking, and they are still shocking. They were seriously worrying, and they're still seriously worrying. We appreciate the quick intervention by the Minister and, of course, the National Commissioner, in that the two members were suspended, and we are of the understanding that they are being investigated. We believe that it is our responsibility as citizens of this country to support all Chapter 9 institutions, including the Public Protector or Public Protector's Office. We have a responsibility to respect and to support these offices for the benefit of our very young democracy. Let me also mention the fact that the Public Protector report was tabled before Parliament, and subsequently it was referred to the Portfolio Committees on Police as well as Public Works for consideration. The two chairpersons, that is the chairperson of Police and the Portfolio Committee on Police and chairperson of Portfolio Committee on Public Works, have been in interaction on how they believe these reports should be attended to or engaged with properly. It is envisaged that there will be a need for the Portfolio Committee to discuss the process and resolve on the process itself. I'm saying this so that I can therefore request that we do not try to use this meeting in order to deal with that report, because surely there will be a process that will unfold, which of course will be discussed and agreed upon by the Portfolio Committee that will take us forward with regards to that report. Minister, but National Commissioner in particular, none of us here as members of the Portfolio Committee have any document regarding the today's meeting. I received this annual performance plan 2011-2012 this morning when I arrived in the office. I received it because I actually had to ask the Portfolio Committee Secretary to phone all offices of Parliament to check whether indeed this document is in place. We had to do that because it doesn't appear even on the ACT of Parliament, ATC of Parliament, as being tabled. But when checking, we're told that indeed it was tabled late on Friday. And Monday being a holiday, Parliament and therefore not working, it does not appear on any of the documents or records of Parliament. We therefore had to check this morning as to whether under the circumstances, should this meeting continue, we were told that the meeting can continue. That is in terms of the document being tabled before Parliament. But even this document that is here, which I think it is supposed to be the document that will be used to brief us on the content of the annual performance plan, I got it yesterday because coming from airport, I was then forced to drive to Parliament first before going home, so as to check if there is anything that we are going to use today in the meeting. So I got this document late, but all members of the portfolio committee, I want to believe if they got this document, they surely must have got it here in this meeting. And therefore, none of the members is ready for the meeting. I am raising this, Minister, in your presence because this is now happening for the second time just this year. In fact, we have had two meetings with the department, and in both meetings, we have experienced this. The meeting on the 8th, where the department was supposed to brief us on the firearm, whether it is sub-firearms or dead sub-firearms, we received the document in the meeting, and we were told in the meeting that it is because the document had been prepared the previous night. The department, I want to believe, it now knows that we expect the portfolio committee to get the documents at least 7 days before the meeting so that we members can prepare. We are given researchers as committee so that they can assist in researching for us as members, that when we come to meetings, we are ready for meetings. As a matter of fact, I must express my frustration as the chairperson, because somehow you have to come to a meeting and explain to members who sometimes think it might be your office that is not providing them with information and say to them, it's not my office. For us to know as to whether this will be tabled, we had to phone everybody on Friday. I tried to phone the National Commissioner. I ended up asking for people to give me the number for Deputy National Commissioner Mgwenya to know as to whether they will table this, because if the department was not going to table this, we then had to change today's meeting, because it cannot appear on Parliament's records that we're dealing with the stress plan when the stress plan will not be in Parliament, because that will be wrong for us to do that. I just really want to say that we can't work like this. We just cannot. And if I'm not saying it in the presence of the minister, and I'm happy that minister you are here, I am saying the department cannot make us to work like this. We can't. It cannot afford to make the portfolio committee to work like it is in crisis, because now we're working like we are a portfolio committee in crisis. I'm expressing this because I think I am deeply hurt and extremely frustrated. We can't work like this. The department was expected to table its threat plan on the 9th of this month. It is the department that requested to extend the date to the 22nd. Come 22nd, we are in circles, we don't know whether the meeting is going to sit or not going to sit. I think I have got to raise this because it just cannot continue like this. Because if it has to continue like this, Minister, it therefore means every time you'll have to be with the department to explain to the portfolio committee as to what it is that is happening within the department. It just cannot continue like this. Let me say this and say it again. It can't continue like this. What we will probably, therefore, do under the circumstances, we will request the minister to give us an overview, a political overview on the annual performance plan, and probably allow the department to present whatever that it has prepared, which we do not know. And on the basis of that, we'll allow members to ask clarity-seeking questions. Because I don't believe that any one of us is in a position to ask about the content of this threat, plan. I must, though, mention the fact that perusing through this document, I'm not sure whether I am very happy, but I can say here there is a lot of cut and paste that has happened. You can actually, in fact, if the department had told us to read this previous annual performance plan, we would have been able to read it and interact with this year's annual performance plan, because many of the things are almost the same paragraphs and so on and so forth. So we would have done that. I really am expressing my sincere frustration as the chairperson. We can't work like this. If we have to continue working like this, then the department will have to tell us so that we probably ask for an advice from Parliament as to how do we move forward when we have to work like this. I'm really saying this out of my sincere frustration. I will therefore request and allow the minister to take us through the political overview. And indeed, I'm aware that the minister will probably